It's your boy Gots here, Eastside Dave right there. And now it's time to throw out the No Sweat News.
All right. We'll get you ready for the No Sweat News quiz on Friday, which always gets you a great, great prize.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that today.
Okay.
Sure. Hopefully I can snag some concert tickets or something for
Hopefully
you.
They trust us.
Yeah, they will.
I promise. Give away the prize and not sell it on eBay.
I promise you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. If you miss any of these stories, don't sweat it. You can always surf over to WRT.com later in the day, and they'll be posted up there for you as well. All right?
All right.
Here we go. Story number one. We take things to Dateline Canada. This crime this guy committed is so Canadian, I feel like this guy should be given $200 and put in Parliament. Swear to God. A man in Canada called 911 earlier this month, and his emergency was he was hosting a hockey tournament, and he desperately needed to help find a Zamboni to rent.
Oh, my. So he calls a 911?
Yes, he did.
Because he can't find a Zamboni.
He needed a Zamboni, so he called 911. As far as we know, the Mounties didn't arrest him for abusing 911, and sadly, we don't know if he even got the Zamboni. But if that doesn't have Canada written all over it, I don't know what does.
All we needed to know is his last name is Gretzky.
Right.
And he was drinking Molson. Holy mackerel. Kind of sounds like he should be in a strange brew, for crying out loud.
I think he's part of Nickelback, that guy. There you go, story number one. Let's go to story number two here. Hold on, my eyes are still adjusting. Story number two, we take things to Dateline, Oregon. A 63-year-old guy from Oregon named Mark Doyle. He was caught driving through Pennsylvania with 500 pounds of pot in the back of a U-Haul last Thursday.
Oh, boy.
And the reason he got pulled over, he was driving 40 miles an hour and a 70-mile-an-hour per zone.
Sampling the product is no way to get ahead, sir.
A full 30 miles an hour underneath the speed limit.
Yeah. Well, when you're driving with 500 pounds of weed,
right?
Maybe there were some side effects.
Well, we don't really know if he was really trying to be careful. Maybe he was sampling some of his own product. Yeah. But the cops did find a small amount of pot in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest was hidden in the back. 500 pounds of this bad boy stuff.
Yeah, well.
Mark, he's facing some multiple drug trafficking charges there.
Well, that's, you know, things tend to slow down when you're a little bit high.
What's up, man?
Don't get behind the wheel. And probably don't deal drugs, let's be honest.
You're that. No drug trafficking. And lastly, I saved the best for last year.
Okay.
All right. We take things over to Dateline Wales, where the 23-year-old guy, his name's Rory O'Connor from Wales, he was born without arms. And now he's facing court charges for stabbing his dad.
What?
Now you wonder, with a guy with no arms, how the hell did he stab his dad, right?
My left foot scenario here?
Maybe. They had an argument back in November, and it really got physical. Rory's dad apparently poked him with a vacuum cleaner tube, and Rory responded by picking up scissors between his toes and stabbing his dad in the stomach.
Holy mackerel.
His dad did need some major surgery, but still defended his son in court. He said his son has a hard life, you know, not having arms and all that. But he didn't want to ruin his son's life. But the judge must have been sympathetic because he's just sent Rory to 12 months of community service and rehab.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Stabbing your dad.
I guess it's a happy ending on that bizarre story.
There you go with that one.
Overall, that's something to smile about.
Hey, it's Monday. We'll get through it.
Jeez Louise.
There you go with the three stories of Monday here as far as the No Sweat News. Like I said, if you missed any of those stories, check out WRT.com. We'll have them posted up in the on-demand section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.